Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
And Tanya Taylor. I watched her TEDx talk from her website. It's on YouTube. It was brilliant. I'm hoping we can touch some of the points from that today. She's a financial coach, author, TEDx speaker, and CEO of Grow Your Wealth. So I want to hear from her how she went from having nothing to having a lot of money and how she's helping other people do it. Welcome, Tanya.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. So my story is pretty interesting but straightforward. I grew up in Jamaica, you know, very ambitious parents who taught us that we could be anything. And then I got to 16, graduated high school, and my parents just couldn't afford to do anything further with me educationally because there were six of us. So I had an opportunity to come to America. I had like a visa. It was expiring like within a month of me coming. So I was hoping to come here, go to college, and just keep moving. Except when I came here, they were like, oh, you're 16. Back to high school you go. We didn't understand the system. So I became undocumented, right? I also didn't have any family here. So I was actually staying with people who my parents kind of begged to have me stay with them. But I realized I had an opportunity that so many people in Jamaica did not have, and so many, and my siblings didn't have, so now everybody was relying on me. I got here and I said, okay. I looked around and it was very different from what I learned in Jamaica. Everybody seemed to have been living a great life when I lived in Jamaica. I come here and everybody is in an apartment. They're working two jobs. They have no credit. The usual story of the immigrant. And I said, I want to differentiate myself. I want to go to school. I want to get a career. And I want to be rich. At the time, I didn't know the difference between wealth and riches. I was just like, I want to be rich. And how do I do that? And I literally just started studying. The first person I studied was Sam Walton from Walmart. And I just read his story. You know, it's like, what can I mimic from here? And I was reading books like Think and Grow Rich. I was just reading all of these things. And long story short, I really was deliberate about the goals that I set very young. I'm 16. I'm budgeting. I'm like, I want to have a house by the time I'm this age. I want to graduate college by the time I'm this age. And I just stuck to those things. And by the time I was 25, I had purchased my first home in Brooklyn and was house hacking. So I bought like a multifamily house and I rented parts of it out. And I had become a CPA and just started to think, okay, what's next? And I had worked at Goldman Sachs in undergrad, and the bankers always talked about their portfolio. So I was like, okay, how does this work? I would ask them questions so you can invest in the stock market. I couldn't at the time invest in the stock market. So by myself, because the entry point at that time was high. If you're buying a share of stock, you're paying $39 as the fee. It's not like now where there are no fees. So I gathered a group of friends and I said, let's start a stock market investment club. And so we co-founded that club. I ran that club for 6.5 years and I just continued to invest. And I started to set just more lofty goals. You know, I want to have $1 million by the time I get to this age. I want to leave corporate America. And I really want to start to have wealth and to raise my children a different way. And I was able to do all of that. In addition to that, I started a children's financial education club as well, just to teach them how to build wealth. But I got to 45 right during COVID, and I was in transition to start my financial coaching business. And the reason why I was doing that was because when I looked around me, whether it's my friends that's making multiple six figure or just the regular people in my community, they had no financial knowledge. And I had gained so much financial knowledge, and I felt like I wanted to give back and I wanted to do this. So I decided that I'm going to start this financial coaching business. I had done it on my own, just like teaching people in the community. And in the process of starting that business, in the process of this investment bank calling me and saying, hey, I want you to head up this department for me, it was the dream job that I had. I was like, when I leave corporate, this is the job I want. Except I had a car accident and everything. And my whole life just completely got thrown off course. So when you talk about PT, like, this is what we need. I'm not even kidding. Like, I have gone through so much in the past 5 years, just like recovering from the accident and just the process of going through it. But one of the things that I've made my mission now is to not just teach personal finance, but to really talk to people about long-term care disability, because the statistics is very jarring, whether you're a business owner or you work for an employer, where 1 in 4 Americans are going to become disabled before they're 65, starting at the age of 20. And your employer does not provide you with long-term disability benefits that covers your income. It generally only covers about 60% of your income. Mm-hmm. And if you are self-employed and you don't have long-term disability insurance, you may have business insurance, but if you don't have long-term disability insurance, your income dries out. So I ended up writing a book about it, where I talked about just my whole journey and how people can protect themselves from long-term disability if they were to suffer a disabling event. And that's what my tech talk was about.
What's the name of the book?
The book is called Limitations to Limitless, and it's on Amazon.
Limitations to Limitless.
Yes.
On Amazon.
Yes.
By Tanya Taylor.
Yes.
So is disability insurance expensive? I mean, how does that rate compared to life insurance or other type of insurances?
It is really not super expensive. It just really depends on, you know, how much you need. So for someone who works in an organization, a lot of times they'll cover up to 60% of their income. Most people don't even realize that. So you're paying, they will only cover like 35%, 30%, because they don't want you to have full coverage. They think you won't go back to work if you have full coverage.
Right.
And, you know, depending on how much income you make, I mean, it could start in a couple hundred dollars and it will go up from there.
But it's $100 per month or per year?
Per month, yes. But it's an investment that's so worth it, because if you don't have that and you're an employee or you're an entrepreneur and you do become disabled, you'll find that before you know it, your money, it's gone. And if you don't have an emergency fund, which is something that I really talk to my clients about, you know, and just educate people about, if you don't have those things and you don't have the long-term disability insurance, you don't really have much to fall back on, because even with Social Security disability income, so it's been 4 years, almost 4 years since I became disabled, and I applied for Social Security disability income and never got it.
Oh,
so if you're counting on that, that is not something that you can really say, okay, I'm going to be relying on that.
Right. So, Tanya, what are you focusing on now in your business? Are you coaching people? Is that what your primary business is?
Yes. I focus on women. A lot of women are so averse to investing, averse to managing their money, and just averse to just talking finance, right? So I really try to focus on women to help them to realize that finance is not so scary. More women are living longer than men, so we need to understand our finances and teach them to become confident in doing that. So most of my clients are women.
How do you teach them to manage their money more effectively?
So I do have an online platform where they can take the courses on demand, but we also have coaching sessions where we're sitting down and we're coming up with a roadmap on what their goals are, because all of us in this room, we all have a different financial picture. So understanding what each of their financial picture is, and then taking them down that journey of, okay, so this is the roadmap that we're going to create. And a lot of it, I always start with mindset.
Do you get in the weeds with them? Do you say, like, you were saving money and you went and bought a $300 handbag? What the heck is that all about? You can't do that. Do you ever do that with them?
So we have a different approach to that. And sometimes we do have that, and they'll self-report. A lot of times they'll say, oh my God, I can't believe I did this. My goal with them when we're going through this process is to really have them shift how they think about money. So each of their dollar has a job, and they're putting that dollar to work. So they're aligning their spending with what their goals are. And that's how they get away from spending on all these things that probably are not as important to them. Mm-hmm. And I always tell them that you need to have your happy money, and you need to use that to do the things that you really love. So like for me, I love to travel. And it doesn't matter what's going on in my life, I am going to travel. So my happy money is travel. And so I model for them. I'm like, I'm going to always go on my vacation, because that's what's going to motivate me to continue down this path of financial freedom. Because what is the sense of working hard if we're just going to like, okay, this is what I have to do and I cannot spend on myself.
Yeah.
So they really find the things that is meaningful to them, that they're passionate about, and they're going to spend on it. And then the other things, that's where you're going to sort of order your dollar, and a lot of things fall out. Yeah. And yes, I do have people who sometimes text me or email me and say, oh my God, I can't believe I did this. And, you know, we just talk about, okay, it happened. Let's recalibrate. Every person's situation is going to be different. And sometimes you'll start with a certain amount, but you can increase it over time. Because we also talk about how do you come into other sources of income. We talk a lot about passive generating other sources of income. When you have that additional income, you can increase it. But to start out, it's going to really vary by each person and what their passion is. Like, mine is travel. It's expensive. Somebody else's might be something completely different that's not as expensive.
Well, that sounds like a great plan. Tanya Taylor, financial coach, author, TEDx speaker, and CEO of Grow Your Wealth. How do people find you?
So my website is www.growyourwealth10x.com. And all my social medias are on that. So once you get there, you can find me on all my other platforms.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.